My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mitch, please. All right, guys, we have Titans head coach Brian Callahan, who was visibly frustrated with his quarterback Will Levis in the Titans' loss to the Jets on Sunday after a red zone turnover by Levis, his second straight week with a crucial and memeable giveaway. Callahan was asked about his visible anger this week at Titans practice.
I think the camera caught it pretty clear, if I had to guess. Yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Oh, my God. Play it again. Play it again. Mitch, well done. I got to hear it again. Oh, my God.
Laughing. I think the camera caught it pretty clear, if I had to guess. Yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Oh boy, man, I'm not used to that. What?
Yeah, you never hear especially young quarterbacks. Which is what Levis obviously is. You have a rookie head coach. We're used to, you know, very muted criticisms from Kevin Stefanski. Most coaches, not just Kevin.
If Kevin Stefanski said that about Deshaun Watson, even like if it was deserved, and Kevin Stefanski said that about Deshaun Watson, you couldn't sell a line to call into this station to get Kevin Stefanski fired by fans.
We had a situation on Sunday where he rolled out, disagree. Right? On the third and sixth, and you didn't hear. I mean, Kevin did say he needs to make a different decision.
You disagree?
Oh, I think the callers would be much more on the other side of things, wanting Deshaun to be gone, because they'd be like, "Well, the coach has given up on the quarterback."
Well, they might want both gone then, but I think our callers would be screaming for him to be fired if he said the same type of thing about Deshaun Watson. Scream like inaudible screams.
So you think they'd want Watson to stay and Kevin Stefanski to leave?
I think that they would be saying. I think a lot of our listeners would the callers. I think a lot of our callers would be saying. I think there's a difference between the general public and the callers in some cases, especially with Ed and Downtown's call that he had just had. I think a lot of callers would be calling in saying that he's ruined the quarterback. The quarterback does. I mean, there are people, you know this, Anthony. You send me these memes and these tweets and these things of these people that they will do anything to walk on eggshells for a professional quarterback that makes $230 million. They will do anything. Sunday was a pedestrian performance, and I was happy that it was pedestrian. And I mean, there are people who will gas it up to be like it was the greatest game played in the NFL on Sunday. They will Stefanski, do anything to spare his feelings. Anything.
Despite the fact that was the first time I'd ever heard Stefanski actually admit that he was mad about something Watson did, which is what he did in the press conference after the game when he said he was mad at him, he gave him the game ball.
Yeah, I was surprised that he actually said that. I guess I'm not surprised he gave him the game ball. I'm not surprised by that.
Well, he was not your MVP. In fact, you didn't even have him in the top three.
I did not have him in the top three, but he's the quarterback of the football team, and I think.
But
that
for Stefanski, he was the number one apparently. Well, does that not Diaz.
Well, it kind of highlights that. Yeah, they're going to do everything they can to build up the confidence of a quarterback that's making $230 million. You think that would be confident enough? But here we are.
So, what do you think? What do you think Callahan would be saying? The other Callahan would be saying after Watson rolled out and almost coughed up the game or coughed up the lead there.
Well, let's hear it.
I think the camera caught it pretty clear, if I had to guess. Yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown-up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
That's a strong thing to say, though. And that's a really strong thing to do. I would not do that.
I'm unfamiliar with their relationship, right? I mean, this is Callahan's first year. He was saddled with Levis. He's the head coach, brings over his pops from Cleveland. Do you think there's a chance that works for somebody like Levis? Do you think there are players in the league that need that tough love?
I think there's some, but I think a lot of people do not like – I think a lot of quarterbacks don't like to be called out like that publicly. I think you can say you know what it was. That was my reaction. We talked about it. We'll continue to talk about it. We'll move on, and we'll make the right decision here in the future. I think say something was stupid. Like, you and I can say something stupid. That's fine. Hey, him saying it's stupid and then having to go in there and have to coach him up, that might be a bit of a problem.
I think for once you're hearing a coach say something that clearly is on his mind when they're watching film.
Uh-huh.
Like, I laugh when fans go off on us for saying something a player does is stupid, and it's like, have you ever actually talked to a coach? Have you ever talked to a coach? Do you know the things they say about their own players? And that's why I always laugh. I have no idea what Kevin Stefanski really thinks about Deshaun Watson. I imagine it's all great from the experience that we've had, especially when Stefanski's been able to win with other quarterbacks. And at times, the offenses look better with other quarterbacks than Deshaun. And yet, you're never going to get Kevin Stefanski to say what he truly believes about these guys publicly. That's just not his M.O., and that's not most coaches' M.O.
No, but apparently that's his M.O. Brian Callahan's, holy Toledo. Strong stuff. His dad must talk the same way.
Oh. What do you think Wyatt Teller thinks about that?
I mean, if we learned from coaches that we grew up with, I can't imagine if your dad's a coach, too. You're definitely going to feel that way. Boy. All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.